This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the McKay Group, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Creative Landscaping, Pella Corporation, and Round Window Liquor. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, the City of Pella, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, DeHeisen Carpentry, De Blumenhof Garden Center, and Golay Heating and Cooling. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man serves both his community as a police officer and our country. In the second part of a five-part program on the Spirit of America, let's go in depth with Officer Ross Marshall with the Indianola Police Department and the Iowa National Guard. Officer Marshall, where are you from?
I'm originally from Knoxville, but I also grew up in Virginia for 8 years of my life.
Virginia?
Mm-hmm. State of Virginia, yeah.
But now you're a police officer in Indianola.
Correct.
How did that happen?
Well, I have some family here in Indianola, some grandparents and uncles, so I've kind of been familiar with the area. I've always kind of liked it, the community and everything about it, so kind of drew me to the community.
How long have you been in Indianola as a police officer?
Since October of this year.
Well, how's it going?
It's going really well. I actually really enjoy the department. I love the people I work with. I mean, I think I made the right choice of coming to Indianola overall. I mean, ever since I started, they made me feel like part of the family, and it's been pretty good so far. The training's really well. I mean, they're always there to have my back and each other, so it's been really well so far.
Well, and you're in the service. Tell us about that.
So I joined the service when I was 19, which is a little later because some people go right out of high school, but I decided I was about done with my first semester at DMAC in Ankeny, and then found a recruiter, and just within 2 weeks of talking to the recruiter, I was in, and there was always a part of me that kind of wanted to serve, but I just never got to it, and then I finally bit the bullet, and it's been a really good decision I've made since then. I mean, I've learned a lot, the experiences, the friendships, the families I've made through the military has been awesome for me. October will be 5 years for me in the Iowa National Guard. I went into basic training and AIT, which AIT is kind of like it's called Advanced Individual Training, which is kind of like MOS specific. But I'm an MP, which is a military police. And so we do a thing called OSIT, and it's one unit station training. So we do it all at once instead of separating basic training and then AIT. We do it all at once. So I went about five months straight through that training. And that was, I think, February of 2016 till about June of 2016. And then I'm with the 186 Military Police Company out of Camp Dodge is where I drill out of. And I drill there. It's typically about 2 to 3 days a weekend, and then about two weeks every summer. So I do that on top of everything. And then while I was going to college from Iowa State, which I went to after I got back from basic training, I got deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for detainee operations, and then got back, and actually towards the end of my deployments when I applied for Indianola Police Department. I was still deployed when I applied, and that's another thing about Indianola. They waited for some of the process for me because they've already did like the post test and the Cooper test and all that. And they waited till I got back from deployment, so I was able to still take that and be eligible for the hiring process, which was some departments don't do it and some do, and it's really appreciative for people like in my scenario where I can't rush back, you know, I'm there, I can't leave early to go do testing or anything, so
when they saw your credentials and your service and your training, I bet they thought you were worth waiting for.
I mean, that could have been their side, and I'm glad they did. I mean, I don't feel any special, you know, because of what I did. It's kind of just part of who I am. It's just I'm doing my job and doing my part.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeYoung Door Service, Vanco Camper Rentals, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, All Plan Insurance, McCall Monument, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Sherry's Mat and Frame Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandy Farms, Sully Community Locker, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dowie Pest Control, Overton Funeral Home, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Cunningham Financial Services, and Stan Drywall.
I continued my conversation with Officer Ross Marshall with the Indianola Police Department and the Iowa National Guard. And detainee retention, is that what you said?
Detainee operations.
Detainee operations. Okay, tell us about that. That doesn't sound fun.
The reason I say just detainee operations is because I can't say more of what I did.
You can't?
No. You can't. It's operational more. Security. We call it OPSEC. So I can't really go into detail exactly what I did down there. So I just operational security.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, well, then I guess I won't ask any more about that. Well, can I ask, what did you learn at that? Can I say, what did you take out of that without talking about what you did?
Good question.
How are you different after that? What did you learn?
It is a life experience. I mean, not even just the job there, but just being deployed for, it was about 10 months, but being away from family and stuff that long, you kind of learn to adapt. I mean, the Army is a second family, too. So you have another family down there. You have friends you'll have forever, and that helps a lot. But you still have that little bit of struggle when you're away from your friends and family back home. So kind of learning to cope with that and learning how life works without having them next to you. You know, you can't go to your parents' house or your girlfriend's house or anything like that whenever you want. But luckily, while I was deployed, I did have like phone service and stuff, so I was able to make calls and stay in contact, which was very helpful for a lot of families down there.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Newton Village, VHR Used Cars, Sundance Realty, Milo Locker Meats, IMU Fiber, Mutton Peas Autoland, Marion County Rural Water, and Jim and Susan Hicks. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Craig Clark Construction, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Garden and Associates in Oskaloosa, Central College, Lamberth Truck Parts and Towing, Preston's Auction Service, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Candy's Flowers.
I continued my conversation with Officer Ross Marshall with the Indianola Police Department and the Iowa National Guard. How does the military police training differ from civilian police training?
There's some similarities, but not a lot. The military has its version of doing things, and then civilian side has their side. Plus, my unit does a lot. We're a combat support unit, so we don't really do a lot of law enforcement like we do as a police officer here. What we like to call MPs is not military police, but multi-purpose, because we do a bunch of different ranges of things. Basically, if the Army asks the MPs to do something, we'll do it for them, whatever the mission is. So,
but it's the same in the civilian department. You got to do what the chief says, though.
That's true. I'll give you that. That's true. Very true.
But is there any difference that you can isolate for us that we would understand that would be meaningful for our listeners?
That's a good question. I mean, there are differences, but to pinpoint, just like I would guess, like more the rank structure and everything like that. I mean, you have, so I'm a sergeant, which is a E5 sergeant, and then I have two people under me, so and chain of command is huge there. So you're responsible for these soldiers, you're responsible for this, it goes squad leader, and it just goes bigger and bigger, and you rely a lot on your NCOs and soldiers, and basically helping them succeed in everything they can do, which I guess civilian side, you have sergeants, which help us as well succeed on civilian law enforcement, always there to answer our questions, always do that too. But
there's just some differences. And
there,
also,
there are some differences.
You're also, if you're a military police officer, the other people aren't civilians. They're, in many ways, your peers, or maybe even officers above you, mm-hmm. as opposed to civilians who you may not share much in common with. Mm-hmm. Is that a difference?
I'd say a little bit. It is. In the military, I mean, you're all soldiers. We just have different titles. We have different jobs, basically. And MP is my job there. But technically, I would say with the Iowa National Guard, being an MP doesn't really differ. Because on a normal active duty base for MP, you're going to have, they're more like law enforcement, like we have here, like Indianola Police Department. They patrol the area, they make arrests, they go to domestics and situations like that. So they're kind of separated a little bit. They are the law enforcement on active duty base, but in the Iowa National Guard, we're just another unit that trains and gets deployed just like every other unit. So there's not really that difference of hierarchy or anything within mm-hmm. what I do, I would say.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Sims Custom Wash, Pella Co-op Electric, Spahn and Rose Lumber, Jersey Freeze, Vermeer Sales and Service, Don's Heating and Cooling, Culver's of Pella, Holiday Inn Express of Pella, and Pella Community Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kyle's Auto Repair, Shomo Madsen Humble Insurance, Johnston Communications, Reclaiming the Joy, Dave's Pro Auto and Lighten, Lighten Insurance Agency, Corner Sundry, Home Realty, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Officer Ross Marshall with the Indianola Police Department and the Iowa National Guard. Do you have a philosophy of policing that you bring to the streets of Indianola?
I've always, this is more just being raised, I guess, military, everything. I treat everyone the same. And I mean, that's huge. No matter what your history is, whatever it is, I mean, treat each other the same. That I get called for that call. I don't care what you did before or whatever. And that's both sides of life or anything you do in life. You always treat someone with respect and handle it the best way you can.
So let's say that you're in Indianola and you're called to a domestic. Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind as you drive up and you're opening the car to get out, the car door to get out? What's mm-hmm. going through your mind?
There's always a lot going through your mind. I mean, you're basically, what we're always trying to do, no matter when we're driving around, we're always trying to think what we can do better on a call. So let's say we did, what we'll be thinking of that past call. What could I have done differently? What can I have done better? Because we're always training even. I mean, you see us driving around and you might see us doing traffic, but when we're always thinking, we'll be looking at a building or something. You'll be like, what could I do in that situation better? What if someone pulled up there? How would I react? So we're constantly trying to train ourselves to make the best response to the situation we can. We're basically, our last goal is we want to make a good impact on every single person we have contact with, no matter what we're arresting you for, or if we're not arresting, just reaching out to you or talking to the neighbor or waving to you goodbye. We want to make good contact and make good relations with every single person in our community. That's a really good goal. That's a goal of mine. That's actually one of the main things I became a police officer for, is community outreach. I'm really big in community relations, and I want to make a good impact on the entire community and as police as a whole and everyone. So that's kind of the main reason that wanted me to become a cop.
So you're serving your country in a couple of different ways. Why are you doing that?
That's a great question. I don't want to sound original, but I really do want to help. Any way I can. And that's part why military, you do that part of it overseas or whatever you're doing to help the community. But I like, as law enforcement, have it more of a close impact to help whatever. And no matter what the call is, I want you to leave a better situation than before. And some calls, that's not always the scenario, just with whatever the call is. That's part of the job, but it's just leaving a better impact.
Well, your family must be very proud of you.
I would say so. I can't speak for them, but I think they are.
Thanks to Officer Ross Marshall for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.